Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve a living God. He loves us. I love God. I love Him with all of my heart, with all of my soul, all of my mind, all of my might. Jesus said, if your eye be single, if you're looking at the Lord, receiving His word, receiving what He has to say, abilities happen in you. Your whole body will be full of light. This is a grand promise. This is one of the greatest promises God ever gave us. If you love God and you gotten saved, and you're looking at the Lord, you're receiving His word. You're becoming like Him. You're becoming more in His likeness. And you absorb His ways. Absorb His ways. They become a part of you. These are some of the abilities that I found when you receive the love of God, which is the life of God. You increase in every way, even ways you didn't think you would. You'll find yourself having abilities you never had before. I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people. And He gave me revelation about love first, and then peace. And then I started drawing out to the Lord. You know, like the prophet said, to go on to get to know the Lord. If you go on to get to know the Lord. Some people do, some don't. Some people get saved, but they don't follow on to know the Lord. What I'm talking about is when you look at Him, you're going to follow on to know Him. You're going to find things about Him that cold religion can't tell you. Mainstream teachers can't teach unless they're doing this. These are some of the abilities that I found out about. I found myself controlling my emotions. I could turn them on and turn them off. I could change them like just as easily as you change the channel on a TV set. And when times that I would have gotten upset and irate, on the inside, I was in love with God. I had a party going on. I had His peace. And I had His character in the worst times. Times that I know I would have snapped or been frustrated or said something I wish I didn't. I found myself, same person, behaving more maturely. It was amazing to me. And I found out I don't have to get upset. I don't have to let outside things dominate me. The whole world system always sets you up to depend on something. And over time, I learned that I don't need to depend on people for anything. The Lord will supply what I need. If people would help you, you could do it, and sometimes you can do it faster or more comfortably. But if nobody help you and you still want to do God's will, if nobody will help you, you can still do it. And I learned not to be needy. I learned not to be to depend on people, to present God with what I had, and He'd use it. He always gave me wisdom to do what I had to do. As the darkness grew, it became harder to get other people on board. I found that to be certain. And I learned that I can't trust everything people are doing and saying. I can only trust what God gave me to do. Now, sometimes you have to do this. You have to be able to, like they say, roll with the punches. And I love people, but God's will is too important to let it drop because somebody don't help you. And the Lord taught me things. He showed me some things that was true about His people, among His people, things that people were doing, their priorities, all these kind of things. I learned And I could see it, whereas before I couldn't. And I had to learn to deal with, you love people where they're at. They're not going to do, they're going to do what they're going to do. And it was important to me to do God's perfect will and not fail. And it still is. So I had to learn to manage. Some people, they go so far in God's, doing God's work. And when nobody gets on board, they get discouraged and they let it drop. They just forget about it. They do something else, move out of town, start over. Pastor said, many churches are closing its doors. I'll never close my doors. When people don't help me, I still have options. And I select to do those options that God give me. And he taught me how to get around all that. Some of your best friends won't get on board. Don't get mad at people. Sometimes the pastors you love won't get on board. Don't get mad at them. Sometimes I'm saying these things because sometimes when God gives you a vision, you're the only person that will carry it, that you know. Now, Gideon's army dwindled down to 300 men. 300 men. The first 20,000 he had to get rid of. He said, if anybody's fearful and afraid, go home. They left. He had 10,000. That was still too many. Then God had to suffer. See, everybody can't follow through because everybody don't have single eye vision. They're not looking at the Lord to know him. They're just trying to get out, keep out of hell, or they're trying to live a good life. They're caught up in these kind of things. But sometimes you're going to have to live around that. You're going to have to live above all that. You want to follow God, you follow him. Not only will people not get on board, but sometimes people will oppose you. They'll tell you, they'll discourage you. If you let them, they'll discourage you because they can't see what you see. But as I continued to look to the Lord, I kept learning things, principles, facts about God, facts about man, facts about life. And then it helps me to make a more solid decision. It helped me to make good decisions, trustworthy decisions, God-sanctioned decisions. And then I learned more. And I'm happy too. I'm having a good time. And revelation is not something that people... Revelation can be just like the glory of God. It can be just like more light. People that are used to a certain level of light, if you present them with a lot of light, it hurts their eyes. Even the knowledge of God, they see, they're exposed. That's why people don't come to the Lord. John 3:17 talks about why, and 18 talk about why people don't come to them. They don't want their darkness exposed. God so gave it, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him will not perish but have eternal life. And then after that, in the verses after that, Jesus explained that people don't come to the light because they don't want their darkness exposed. Well, Christians are people, and people don't like their darkness exposed. But if you keep following God, you're going to expose darkness for what it is. You're designed that way. And if you follow him, the more you follow him, the more light you're gonna expose to people. And people will be able to make greater judgments. If they're around you, they'll be able to see that doing it God's way works. But remember, God's way is totally in opposition to the worldly way. And people still trust the worldly way, even Christian people. They tattle all the time. They tattle on each other. They have all their emotions that they don't know how to control yet. But you do, because you keep drawing near to the Lord and learning. And you learn how life works, and you can make better judgments. And everybody don't do that. They can. And the good thing about the light is it exposes to people that they can make greater judgments. They can persevere. They can go forward. They do have something to work with. They don't have to end up homeless. They don't have to end up under somebody else's control all the time. They can start a business. They can succeed. If you succeed, and some people just, they don't believe they can do it. But here you are, you're younger or weaker, or you have less money to work with, less education, and you start a thriving business. That makes people feel ashamed. You love God, you go about doing good, you seek the Lord, you learn. They won't listen to you because they look down on you. Sad to say, people do that, good people. Everybody can't learn from you. Get over it. They won't let you finish the thought. So follow God, and there are people out there that will let you finish what you got to say. They'll value your words. Sometimes I expected more from people. Maybe I expected too much. But nevertheless, they're still valuable. God can still use them in whatever they give God. And you can't make somebody be a student. But whenever God give me a word for somebody, I try to give it to them. I give it to them. I let them know what the Lord said. It's up to them what they do with it. The Lord had to deal with me about that. I said, Lord, what if I give them a word and they don't listen to it? He said, when you give people my word, what they do with it is not your business. And that cleared that up. See, I was able to make greater adjustments. Sometimes you have to make your adjustments. I had to make all forms of adjustments. I had to make all kind of adjustments. And then I had, just like I had to make that adjustment, which was difficult for me, even after God said it. I had to go and chew on that word. I had to receive it. I had to say, I'm going to give the word of God, and I'm not going to, I don't care what people do with it. I had to say that for my own sake. I had to get over it. I had to work to get over that. It was still an emotion. But emotions can be controlled if you control them. I still, years later, my mother-in-law, I told her how the Lord, sometimes the Lord would give me a word for people, and I was overly concerned about what they think. She said, don't worry about what, God just put the words in her mouth for me, and it really helped. You see, you know that you can't control what people think of you. You do God's work and you go on. And her sister said some things that really help. It's important. There are people out there that have the word you need. If you're looking at, you have to look at what God is doing in people. Sometimes people looking at the person and they say, well, I won't listen to them because they don't have a job, or they don't have this, or they don't have that. That has nothing to do with that. A person that has a relationship with God can give you a word you need. A person that's educated can give you a word that you need. A person that's uneducated can give you a word you need. And people have abilities. Because of life situations and emotions and all kind of trouble, people they don't explore the same opportunities you succeeded in. But that don't mean that they can't do it. And that don't mean that they can't help you. But pride loves to disqualify others. That's a sinking ship. Some of the things I learned came from people that people that I know wouldn't listen to. But I listened to them because I heard God's voice in theirs. I heard my Father in their lips. I learned one thing, one adjustment I made. I learned to listen. See, God will talk to you through people that you don't expect. Children, especially children, their spirit is lit. See, if you listen, you can gain ground. God have used children to speak things to me. Innocent love. That's what God is. That's where his wisdom comes from. Out of the mouth of babes, proud people can't make that kind of judgment. When people get in pride, they start messing things up. It's not a foundation. It's not a buildable foundation for God. Pride will cause everything to crumble around. You have to follow him. You have to follow God. He knows what he's doing. And he has our best interests at heart. All of his decisions are full of love. The more I see him, the more I learn from him, the greater judgments I make. And my life gets better and stronger. I love it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. As you continue to go forward in the Lord, you're going to learn things that the old preacher can't talk about. You're going to learn all kinds of things that you need, especially if you pay attention to the Lord and let him guide you in life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.